groundhogs here. We've had two next door here two different times over the last several years. One got in the garage out here and had a heck of a time getting that thing. And it was a little one. It wasn't a big one. But they got up under the neighbors. David put the shed over there, just set it up on block down there and didn't put anything on the side to keep them out. They got part of the shed sitting on, just barely sitting on my property line. I wasn't too happy about that. And we got two of them, and the one keeps coming back. I haven't seen him out here lately, but they want to know, I think the son-in-law next door here got one of them with a 22 pellet rifle, and I got one of them with a 22 subsonic 22 rifle round. But I just didn't like shooting them out there, and I wanted to put a 220, lay a 220, put a 220 up against the shed over there, and just put a piece of plywood on the outside of it so a dog or something wouldn't get in, and they didn't want no part of that. But I think I would have got him if I'd put one of those up there where he's coming out at.
I got some conibears if you need them. That seems to be pretty effective. Just stick it in front of a 5-gallon bucket and put some food in the back of the bucket. And he has to go through that conibear to get it. And that seems to be pretty effective once they get used to it, you know. But anyway, well, Jared, listen, I just pulled up at the house. Appreciate you riding along with me, and you have a good afternoon, sir. And if you need anything, give me a holler. It's KO4NUE. I'll be clear, Jerry.
Okay, you have a great afternoon. Get some rest, and talk to you later. Enjoy it. N4DJC clear.